You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am excited to be here with you today. I want to talk to you about the power of your personal mission statement. But first, just want to thank everyone that's been riding along with me the last 4 or 5 weeks on our coaching group. I've had a phenomenal time. It's been so impactful to see people's just their lives change. The lights turn on. They see things in a different way. Because remember what we've talked about when Wayne Dreyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so it's been so impactful, and it's been such a joy for me to get to know a group of women that are already talented. They're already leaders. They're already so aspirant in everything they do, and literally see them release to even a higher level, to even brighter thoughts, even to even greater things. And so even this last Saturday, we gathered and we spent great time together, and it was full of, like, there was laughter, there was tears, there was joy. It's just a good, it felt like a strong, strong sense of community, of people cheering you on. And so I'm grateful. If you're listening to this today, no, I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity. If you missed out on the opportunity to ride along with us on that coaching program, I will be launching another one. So I'll be getting details out here probably in the next month or so. So just want to keep you aware of that. But I want to hop into the fact that we're going to talk about the power of your personal mission statement. So most people are like, you know what? I work for a company that's got a mission statement. My church has a mission statement. My family might even have a mission statement. But most people do not have a personal mission statement. Most people do not understand the power of a mission statement, or have ever really thought of it. And here's the truth of the matter of it. Until the last couple of years, I had never really thought about a personal mission statement. But as I took a deep dive, because remember, guys, I've told you this many times, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, when I was 49 years old, I had this kind of awakening, not an awakening. It was just time is a ticking, and I have got to be really intentional with my time. Because I want to do so much more than I have done in my life. I want to have so much more impact than I had had. And to have more impact requires a different me to show up at a different level. You can't go to a different level on the same level as a person. So new levels require you show up at a different spot. You show up differently. And so I was like, I got to be very intentional about my personal development. I got to be very intentional about my growth. Because if I ever want to see a brighter day, if I ever want to see things change, the only guarantee of future change is my personal development. I have to grow. I have to learn. I have to adapt. I have to do something. I have to develop a skill. I have to get out of just average and get into mastery. And so I began that journey. And along the way, I started to figure out what my personal mission statement was. And I think that there's so much power in having a personal mission statement. Your personal mission statement is your clarifying thing. I was thinking the other day, when you get clear, the results appear. When you get clear, the results appear. Most people, when you ask them what they want in life, they have a general idea, but they're not crystal clear on it. They have I'd like to see, but they're not like, I'm going to see. They're not intentional about it. And I've struggled with that at times too. There's areas that I've not been clear about. I've had some vagueness, and that's like, that begins to be a frustrated life, because you're just kind of like out there rowing a boat, but you don't know really where you're going. You're just kind of chilling. And not that you're chilling, but you're just, you're idly moving through life. And I don't mean idle in the fact that you're not out being busy. I mean, busy, but that you're not intentional with your time. And so I want to talk to you, and I want to challenge you. I'm going to give you some indicators. I'm going to give you like 3 indicators to what your personal mission might be. But I first want to clarify, your mission statement is not developing a new you. You already are doing part of what your mission is. You're already doing things, right? What we do is oftentimes we're already doing things. We're just not doing them enough for it to become on purpose. And so an indicator light on your mission statement personally is, what pains you? What pains you? When I ask you that question, what pains you? What immediately comes to your mind? I never have to think very hard about that, because I hate lack. I hate the inability to accomplish something. I hate lack. I hate to see people sit with a lack of a knowledge of who they are and what they can do and become. And it all stems basically when I got in this real estate business, and I hate it for women mostly. I mean, I hate it for guys too, but I hate it for women. And so I know I'm called to that. And so if I go back to when I got out of like college and I started selling real estate, my grandma, who I adored, my grandma Black, my mom's mom, I adored her. I loved her. And they lived in a trailer and she didn't have a garage. And when I got into real estate, I'm like, I am going to buy her a house and it's going to have an attached garage. That was my goal. That was my first goal before I even bought my own self a house, right? I'm like, I'm going to buy her a house and it's going to have an attached garage. And so obviously I got in the business and I was hustling, and my grandma passed away suddenly and about 6 months premature for me being able to buy her a house. And I was so disappointed by that because I hated the fact that she would be out there, you know, in the dark and the cold and the snow, scraping her windshield and trying to warm her car up. And she worked so hard her entire life and she never even had a garage. And that pained me. And I was like, I'm going to fix that. I would change that. And so much that's been a driver. Like I look at women and I see struggle or I see difficulty. It pains me. Or I see them sit in impossibility when they're so talented and they're so gifted and they just haven't recognized it and haven't seen it. And so that's always something that drives me. Now, what excites me? Guys, this is an indicator light. What you geek out on. Did you hear me? Geek out on. So this is the thing. I was having a conversation with somebody, and on January 6th, I hosted a You Are More Women's event. And it was super, it put a lot of pressure on me personally to get to the date. Like I just was just, you know, it was my first time doing an event like that. And, you know, I pushed the time frame. And anyway, it was great though. But I sat there and someone asked me, Amy, if you could spend the day at a great, great beach, or you could spend the day doing what you did, what would you do? And I said, all day long, hands down, I would host an event. I would speak in an event. I would do something like that because it stirs me up so much and I love it. It's way more fun to me than going to the beach. That's an indicator light. What do you love to do that doesn't feel like work to you? It just feels like joy to you. It feels like you love it. So even when you're working, it doesn't feel like work because you love it. That is an indicator of a mission that you are on. It's an indicator of what you're on this earth to fulfill. So pay attention to what pains you, what brings you great joy. What do you think about a lot? Huh? So I want to encourage you to not only just focus on those things, but grab a piece of paper, write it down. Get four or five or three or four, whatever, simple statements out there that define your personal mission. Because you know what happens as you get clarity on your mission on this earth, all the stuff that is just a distraction starts to leave your life. You have the confidence to say no to it. Like, hey, it doesn't line up with my mission. It doesn't line up with my purpose. So I'm going to shake it off and keep walking. When you get definite on your mission, like things will start to line up differently. So the reality of it is where your thoughts go, your energy flows. So when you literally look at your mission statement daily, evaluate it daily, look at it daily, you're going to be so intentional of making things happen that are on purpose for you. So think this, you're already doing, I don't want you to get overwhelmed. Like don't sit in overwhelm about, oh, what is my personal mission statement? How can I define it? Don't get in overwhelm. Keep it super simple. Think about it. Get quiet. Guys, there's so much power in your aloneness. There's so much power in just sitting alone and thinking. And that morning routine for me to be alone in the morning to set my course has changed my life. I've been doing it for like the past probably 6 or 7 years. And it's really been a game changer for me. My life looks different. My thoughts are different. My growth is different. Like it's been a game changer, but there's so much power in being alone. the clarity comes. So sit down, jot it down, write it down, and literally start to take account of what is your personal mission and what do you want to do. So often we kind of float through life and I don't want to say that we waste our time, but we float through life. We float all through life thinking that, oh, I'll push that down the road. I'll do that another time. After my kids are grown, after my kids get into school, after my kids graduate, after my kids go to college, after I retire, I'm going to do this. Guys, stop waiting for life to happen down the road. It may not happen down the road. Do it now. Take ownership and personal responsibility of your life now and set your course now. The power is in now. There's no greater power than in your now. So I challenge you to sit down, write your mission statement out, think on it, maybe share it with a friend or two, because when you read your mission statement to a friend of yours that knows you well, they're going to say, well, you're already doing that. Yeah, that's who you are. So it's not a change of who you are. It might just be an expansion of your lane and an increase of your focus, right? When you get set and you get definite, you get like a definiteness of purpose and you're set on your personal mission statement, the road gets really clear. The right people start to come to you that are aligned with your mission. The right opportunities start to come to you that are aligned with your mission. I can't tell you how much just having a personal mission statement has, it's just kind of changed things for me. And I never would have thought that. I've got a mission statement for my company. And I think, well, that kind of embodies me. Well, it does and it doesn't. That's my company. And my husband and I kind of have a plan for a mission for our family. But because it's not clearly defined, that's not really a plan. So when you get clear, the results will appear. When you get clear on who you are, what your mission is, what you're going to accomplish and what you're going to do, then you can add the law of visualization to it. And you can start to think on it. So I started to think on mine. Like I just walk and talk. You guys know I'm a walker and a talker. And I started to just think on that. And, you know, my mission statement is that I'm going to be a force for good, that I'm going to be a change agent, that I'm going to shine a light bright on people's talents and abilities, and that basically I'm going to teach them how to build a life that wins through biblical principles. But I'm going to be that light shining bright that, hey, you have talent, you have ability, you have a life that you have the ability to have a life that's so different than this, and that all things are changeable. That is my mission statement. I'm a force for good. I'm an agent of change. I'm going to shine the light bright on people's giftings and abilities. And I'm going to teach and show them how to build a life that wins through biblical principles. Here's the thing. I have been doing that for my entire career. I just didn't define it. I just didn't take the time to sit down and do it. And now that I've done that, I do that every day. Every day, it's just who I am. It's not who I'm hoping to be. It's who I am, and I'm becoming more and more intentional about it. I'm becoming more focused on it. And I'm also becoming, looking at a mission statement, what impact do I personally want to make on this earth? If you spend time now in the power of visualization, you'll be surprised at how far and how the distance your life will go so quickly. So much of our issues, so many of our issues are depth perception. We think it's going to take us forever and ever and ever and ever to make something happen on one hand. And then on the other hand, we think we can make some big things happen pretty quick. So we get a depth perception. We think, oh, that seems impossible that I could achieve that. That seems impossible. It's just a depth perception issue. But your brain is, we've been given this reticular activation system that when we literally focus on something and we see ourselves, we sit in it and we imagine what it's going to feel like when we're fulfilling our personal mission statement on this earth at a high level. I'm always about the high level, guys. If you're a person that's like, I'm just going to float through life and kind of, you know, enjoy you know, we'll just see how it goes. You're probably not listening to this podcast. I'm high level. I'm like, hey guys, rise up, rise up, rise up. You have one life. Make it count. Hey, that's my book, right? Make it count. One life. So be intentional. So let's talk about Michael Phelps, okay? Because I just want to talk to you about the power of your mind. Even when he'd be injured and he couldn't practice, he would lay in his bed every morning and he would visualize that perfect swim, that perfect score. In the evenings when he'd go to bed, he'd do the exact same thing. Guys, and then he would get in the pool and he would just perform. Because guess what? Your mind does not know that that was not actually happening and that you're just basically tricking it. It thinks you've done it. And so you just show up and do it. So think about the power of spending time in visualization and imagining the impact you could make on this earth. Start to see yourself. Ask God to give you his dream, his vision for your life. Because I'm promising you, if it's his dream and it's his vision, it's not possible for you to fulfill it without supernatural reinforcement. It's not possible for you to fulfill it without extreme favor on your life. It's not possible for you to fill it unless God gets involved in it. But that's where the adventure begins. That's where the excitement's at. That's where the mundane, you leave that space. Is it scary? Heck yes. Is it nerve-wracking? Oh yeah. But guess what? That is where the gold is at. That's where the faith walk is at. That's where you can move mountains and see things shift and change. Guys, is it worth it? It is worth it. And you're like, Amy, I'm not like that. I don't see myself like that. You know what? I think you do. I think you do see yourself like that. I think you see an image of yourself that's bigger than where you're sitting at right now. I think you see a life that's bigger than what you're living right now. And I think you see it and it pains you that you're not living in it and it pains you that you're not pushing towards it. And you push it back and you push it back. And guess what happens? Life begins to go out of you. You get dull. You get worn out. You become less impactful because you're just suppressing life-giving things. Where even though it might scare you, it will thrill you to move forward in your personal mission. Right? Do you understand that? As you're taking that risk, as you're putting yourself out there, as you're doing things on task, on purpose, on mission, it feels so good to just be your authentic you self, right? Your authentic you. No one like you on this planet. No one like you. No one with your voice. No one with your thought, the way you think. Like you're so original, right? I was sitting with a friend of mine today and she said, Amy, I don't quite think you know how unique you are. She goes, I don't mean to offend you or anything, but you're really unique. And I thought, that's so interesting. I don't even take that as an offensive thing. I'm like, sure, I am unique. I've always known I'm a little bit different. But you know what? If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably always known that too. You've always known that you're on this purpose for more. It's in there. You know that your life that you're living right now is not at the level that you're called to live. There's something greater beckoning you. The Spirit of God is calling you to rise up, to take your place and to be all that you can be. When you're all that you can be, you represent the kingdom so well. You being you is your job on this earth. You being you in your highest form, showing up in your best way is the thing you can do. And you're like, huh? That's where impact is created. That's where things change. That's where influence comes. That's how other people's lives are changed. When you show up and you are authentically you on mission, on purpose. So I challenge you today, take the time. Get a notebook out. Write your mission statement down. Share it with me. I would love to hear some of your mission statements, right? But every day when you wake up, think about it. Look at it. Review it. Let that be one of the first things you do every day. I promise you, it'll put your feet on a path of I'm on purpose. Everything I do has some mission to it. Everything I do has some purpose to it. And when you do that, like I'm telling you, life starts to come back to your soul. Because you're doing the thing that you've always been called to do. And when you're on mission, guess what you're doing? You're going back and healing people that have walked through the same things that are walking through things that you've walked through. You're called to help, heal, and create solutions for things that you've walked through. That's our natural tendency. I can heal someone the best. I can counsel someone the best. I can give to someone the best when I've walked through what they've walked through. And I'm like, I got you. This is how we're going to do it. There's so much power in who you are and what you've been through. So don't curse your crisis. Don't curse the things that have come through your life and you think that they're a mistake. Nothing is a mistake. It's all working for your good. It's all building a foundation. It's all creating a momentum that is creating a story for your life that has impact on others. So develop your personal mission statement. Again, what ignites you? What hurts you? What angers you? Those are all indicator lights. Review them, write them, simplify them, and just know it's not, you're not changing who you are. You're just becoming more focused and maybe your lane's getting a bit wider, right? You're more intentional. So it's worth the challenge. Take it. It's changed my life. It's continuing to change my life as every day I gaze at my mission statement and every day I look at it and say, if it doesn't align, it's not happening because I don't want my days wasted. So there you go, guys. Develop your mission statement. I'd love to hear from it. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it, like it, give me some feedback on it. I'd love a review on it. It'd be awesome. Every week we're coming to you with inspirational, motivational, and things to keep you moving forward. I've got some exciting news I'm going to be launching here in the next few weeks. I'll keep you posted on other coaching programs and other opportunities that we have to grow a community of women, to grow a community of men, to grow a community of achievers that want to do more, be more, and live their life to the highest impact possible. Always remember this, you are more. You are more. That's it, guys. You are more. Be blessed.